America Weekend.
This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with Steve Picaro of Toto. But first, a Minnesota family says their baby made a costly mistake online. He hit the enter button and booked a rental car, a $609 minivan, for their vacation. Baby Daniel booked the rental car on Priceline earlier this month. The family had been shopping around for the best deal for their summer vacation. They contacted customer service within minutes once they realized what the boy had done. Priceline, however, refused to help, and when a local TV station called asking for a refund, a customer relations specialist told them changes can't be made. The band Toto is out with a new CD, but for keyboardist Steve Picaro, it's a bittersweet time. He just lost his brother Mike to Lou Gehrig's disease.
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Well, first of all, we're awfully sorry to hear about your brother.
Thank you.
And I know that that is an inspiration behind a lot of things that you do on behalf of the folks who are fighting Lou Gehrig's disease, so I'm sure that will continue, correct?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Toto 15. It's in stores now. Just came out. Has there been any reaction that you can report to this new CD from Toto?
Yeah, we've been getting all kinds of great reaction. It's been real fun to hear the response people have been getting from the album.
Is there a particular song that stands out among the others? Is there a Rosanna or Africa in this release?
Well, we think there's a whole bunch there, but we're starting with Orphan. The song Orphan is the first single, and it's been doing real well, especially in Europe. And, you know, we really put our hearts into this record, and I think especially our fans have been really responding. They really like the atmosphere and the tone of the whole album, it seems.
Toto is very popular in Europe, right?
Oh, yeah. We do real well there. It seemed to me, like, especially the older Toto stuff, the more of a language barrier, the better it was.
So if they couldn't understand you, they loved the music.
You know what I mean? I think, I don't know, they're a lot more forgiving, let's say, about lyrics, you know. And on this album, we've tried to, we really kind of all dug deep and tried to raise the bar lyrically. But, I don't know, they've always loved our, we've always done very well there in Europe.
How long a period of time did it, between the composition of the songs and the recording and the editing and putting it all together?
It was about 9 months. It was quite a while, you know. It was quite a while from when we started to when we finished, actually.
Is that par for the course in Toto's history?
It kind of is. You know, it's kind of always been our MO. You know, we're very comfortable in the studio. You know, I kind of live in the studio. It's kind of the only time I'm really, really happy. But, yeah, that's how long it took, and we're very happy with it, though. We're making some really strong new music here that I think fans and newcomers alike will get, you know. We really put our heart into it. It's kind of what I like to call power, you know, it's kind of progressive pop, you know. It's kind of the way I'd like to label it, and we're just doing what we do best. We're just trying to be the best versions of ourselves.
And are you really named after that little dog, Toto?
You know, we really are. There's been a whole lot of BS and different stories out there. We never intended to keep that name. It was just, we wanted something simple like Toto. You know, we wanted something simple like that. And, of course, you know, that's what we started writing on the cassettes, and it just stuck. We never got around to coming up with the real name.
You know, I've heard that story before from groups who picked a name because they were under pressure from the record company or a promoter or somebody that needed a name for a poster or a CD, and they came up with a name and never intending that it would stick. And yet here we are, what, 30 years later, more, right? 38 years,
yeah.
And you're still,
yeah,
Toto.
Yep. It stuck.
Was there a second choice when you were picking names?
You know, there wasn't. Again, I just remember very distinctly, and since then, like I said, I've heard different guys come up with all kinds of different stories and interviews about how we got the name, and, you know, it was just simply that. I just remember my brother Jeff, we wanted something very simple, something very, very straight ahead and simple, something like Toto, but certainly not Toto. That's Dog and the Wizard of Oz, you know, which we're all a big fan of, but... You know, we'd never call our name, our group that, but it just stuck.
And it started out as your siblings and yourself and a couple of friends. And is that the makeup of the band today, pretty much?
Pretty much. It's still that, except, both my brothers were in the band at one time. And now it's just I'm the only one left of the brothers. But there's my brother Steve Lukather, my brother David Page, my brother David Hungate. You know, we're all original members, and we're all playing with the band now. And Joseph Williams and Shannon Forrest will be joining us on drums. And so there'll be, you know, four original members.
Terrific. So they're really your brothers in band, really.
Yes. Terrific. We're all very close.
Well, we can't wait to hear this new music. I know they sent us a link to listen to it, and I'm sure it's great.
Well, thank you for that. And please do check it out, because I think you might be pleasantly surprised for a bunch of guys, let's say, of our vintage. We're still, I think we're still putting it out. I think we're still bringing it. Judge for yourself.
And do you plan to tour anywhere in the Northeast this summer?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Late summer. They're putting something together as we speak.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
With Steve Picaro of Toto, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What can you do if you're deep in debt? Here are five ways to get out.
First, sell assets. Look for things you don't need or no longer use.
Second, get a second job. You won't have to do this forever, just until your finances are shored up.
Third, suspend 401k contributions. Use the money to pay off high-cost debt. But only do this temporarily, because it's robbing from your future.
Fourth, cut transportation costs. Could you take advantage of public transportation or carpool? Use your savings to pay down debt.
Fifth, review recurring expenses. Look at your cable and cell phone bills and everything else. Is there a way to make cuts?
Stretch every dollar so you get back on track to being a big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When it comes to child rearing, you need all the responsible do's and don'ts you can get. Here are some very important ones to remember and the developmental science of it. First, do remember that your child is on your side. They are not out to get you. At most, they just want a little more free time. Next, don't give in to a child's tantrum. No child ever died from holding his breath or from screaming themselves silly. Next, do reward your child's attempts to maturely handle a problem. And finally, never use a technique to correct your child that you don't want thrown back in your face in public. If you yell at your child in your home, you'll see your child scream at you in public. What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids do what they see their parents do, and you know what? They respond as they're taught. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.